Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we noted in our last episode, when David and his 400 men suddenly swooped down on the Amalekite encampment, they, quote, recovered all, 1 Samuel 30, verse 19. But don't you think more was recovered through this heartbreaking tragedy than family and goods? Wasn't David himself recovered through this grueling experience as well? How many of us must sit in the ashes of our own failures before we are ready, by God's grace, to recover all? And here is the evidence for David's restoration. When they returned from the battle, some of the returning warriors insisted that the other 200, who were too exhausted to travel, and who instead stayed by the stuff, shouldn't share in the spoils. All they would get was their rescued family members. "Preposterous," said David. He declared, quote, "As his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies." Verse 24. And why? David explained, quote, "My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us." Verse 23. Ah, that's the David we have come to love and admire. No more me and mine. It was the Lord who has given, has preserved, and delivered. What a wonderful reminder this is, a reminder so important that, quote, "From that day forward, David made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day." Verse 25, quote, "They shall share alike," said the man after God's heart. Along with his frontline troops, the Lord's homemakers, children raisers, prayer warriors, seniors carers, personal workers, homeless rescuers, sacrificial givers, and all the rest on the king's team, many perhaps too weary to go on, all will share in the joy and abundance of his victory on that great celebration day.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.